Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up?
Whoa. You burn out over there?
What? No.
I didn't hear you. What's going on?
What?
Your mic on?
Yeah.
Start over. Hey, what it do?
Ahoy! Was it out? Are we on?
I couldn't hear
you. Hot? Well, this mic, last week, was cutting in and out, but we changed out mics.
I was just telling, Masters Byron is here.
Yeah.
Famous. I was showing him around. I was like, yeah, our old studios used to be all wires, and they were small, and you have wires everywhere, and, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Now, all digital,
mm-hmm.
and it all sucks.
Yeah, like, you were gone.
Nothing works.
The week you were gone, like, randomly, we didn't know, like, this mic kept just randomly cutting in and out.
No way.
We changed it.
Wouldn't have happened in 1982.
No.
Or 1999.
The moment you upgrade something, it's a guarantee that it's going to stop working. Like anytime you update your phone or your computer, it's a guarantee that thing's going to be worse than before.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here we are.
Well, hopefully we don't have that problem again. So.
Oh, you will. Yeah. It'll just be a different problem.
Well, there you go.
You know how it works.
We can change it out with a different mic. So
yeah.
I'm glad to see in front of company that we're a well-oiled...
An Odyssey station.
Yeah, we're a well-oiled machine at this point.
Come on, people know what to expect. It's an Odyssey station.
Yeah, it's been 20 years.
Look, Steven works for Odyssey now. What do you think so far? Steven? Steven Vaughn, our new producer, everybody.
Little He's Stevie. In there.
What do you think of Odyssey?
You know what? It's you're right. I've been at other radio stations. It's a lot of wires. It's a lot of weird things. This is a little fancier than I'm used to.
Yeah. Well, it's state of the art.
Right.
I mean, you wouldn't know it, but it is.
I mean, I'm from Milwaukee, so I don't expect much.
It's state of the art on a budget.
Well, you know, hey, ball on a budget, man.
Yeah. That's what Odyssey does. They ball on a budget.
It's what you do.
It looks cool.
Don't we all ball on a budget?
But
right?
It's all duct tape.
It's Instagram. It's for Instagram. That's all it is, you know? You got to
gram. Like the guy that does the toilet seat and pretends it's the window.
Right, yeah.
Who was it?
Portraying the life.
There was some rapper that got caught.
What does that mean?
There's people that like literally do mock-ups, and someone took like a toilet seat and made it look like an airplane window.
Yeah.
And it was actually, it was pretty good.
What like, did they put on the other side of the?
It was like a, I don't know, like a paper sheet or whatever. And like he had like a projection, but there was a guy that his whole thing on Instagram is he would fake like these great photos. And then he would show you how he did it. And I'll be damned, the dude was great. Made it look like he was on a private plane, like flying over like the ocean, and he was on his couch holding up a toilet seat.
Now,
but there was someone.
Why do that though?
Oh, I think it was just.
Is he making money off of that?
Well, it was just an instant. He was doing, you know, for
or
likes,
trying to
man.
Look cool.
Yeah, well, I think his point was he was mocking the people.
Ah,
you know,
okay,
that post that crap. But there was someone. It might have been like. Might have been like Little Bow Wow or Romy. It was one of those like D rappers.
I think it was Bow Wow.
Was it Bow Wow?
That clicked in. Not right
and he
there.
Was he was posted a bunch of crap on about his private plane, right? And someone was on an actual flight, flying coach, and the dip S was in front of him while he was posting stuff about his private plane, and they were photographing like, dude, I'm literally sitting right behind you. It was the ultimate like I got you moment.
Confirmed Little Bow Wow.
Little Bow Wow. And there is like places now where you can rent there'll be like a big airplane hangar and there's stages. So they will have a fake private plane like you would on a movie set. And then there'll be another one with like a Lamborghini interior and another one with, you know, a pool set up. So you go in there and like the Instagram influencers will spend a day. And they take all of these different photos and they do hair and makeup. And so you'll have like 10 different photo shoots. And then over the span of like a month or two, you just release them. And it makes it seem like you're on a whirlwind, like high price tour. And it's a whole side
What's
business.
What's wrong with this?
I don't know. Or you can just be a hot and be like 20 and then go find some rich fat dude and you can.
Yeah, that's
just,
easier.
You can just do it that way. It's like anytime you see a hot on a boat, just know who owns that boat. Is it's not a good looking guy. I can assure you of that. No.
Well, now you know the tides are turning. Now the hots are going to own all the yachts with all their OnlyFans money.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Well, and I guess now we're doing. I guess we've changed it so like worse work visas for sex workers, aka models and influencers.
Yeah, saw that.
Like those, we're opening the door for those. So if you're a hot. Yeah. And you're in, and hey. You peddle the flesh. Come on in,
the American dream, baby.
Dude, I'll tell you what, stuff's getting wild out there.
America, yeah.
Yeah, there was that one gal. I forget what her name is, but I guess she had started a countdown for like the last month from when she turned 18, yeah. And she made $3 million in an hour,
yeah.
On her OnlyFans, which means I don't know how much $3 million. I don't know how many creepos. $3 million is, but in 1 hour of turning 18, that gal had become a multimillionaire off of that.
Look, you have daughters.
Yeah, I got two of them. What?
Well, I mean, you know.
What?
If they did that?
Oh, well, I mean, I would
$3 million in an hour?
I would be disappointed. But
you wouldn't like it, but you would like it.
Well, I couldn't, how about this? I couldn't fault her.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. I would be disappointed and I would ask her, are you sure about this? These things live forever.
Well, you got to do all the dad things.
Yeah.
But outside of that,
you know, that's,
you're probably going, yeah.
Well, when she's like, Dad,
done it too.
I'm going to take you to the Masters this year. Then you're like, well, I mean.
We don't need that. You just need Byron.
Well, he's got an OnlyFans. Is that what's happening? Wow.
He's looking pretty svelte
these days.
How about
that? Yeah. I mean, when she goes and you know, and buys you, I don't know if you're like Schultzy and she buys you like a convertible Miata, you're like, well, that's. Little depressing, but I'll take your flesh money. Why not? It's I don't know. It's just it's a weird
new time.
It's a weird time.
New world.
It's a weird time. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
But
better never.
Yeah, I mean, if you're hot and you're young, I think they said now like it was a whole breakdown. I don't know if we did it while you were here or while you were gone, but someone did some math on like the amount of people that are what'd you say like society deems. Attractive, mm-hmm. Like, you know, because there's varying degrees of it. But
boy, can you get that tested? Is there an attractive test?
It's like they've done polls. Like, how, if you take 100 people, how many walking around would the majority of people say are attractive? Because beauty's in the eye of the beholder. But we all know that when you look at, I don't know, like who's the big hot right now? Lowercase. Who are you in love with? You're young and dumb. Who's the
Sydney Sweeney.
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
Right. Yeah. Sydney Sweeney is like, that's just, she's hot.
Yeah!
Right.
So very much.
Yeah. It may not be your type, but that's hot. So someone did a breakdown of like the percent of people that you find that the basically the general public finds very attractive. And then from 18 to like 26, which is the prime age for OnlyFans, and it kind of started breaking down. And it's kind of alarming, but I think someone came up with a number. It's around 17% of the eligible hots between
are on there?
There are on OnlyFans.
Well, wouldn't, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I can't blame any of them.
No, but it's a shocking. It's a shocking number. I mean, it's
that's a little low though. 17%.
Is it?
I mean. There's a lot of hots leaving money on the table. It's like, is what you're like saying.
20% of all hots are doing one thing, well, and man, that's
100% of all the hots should be doing one thing.
Well, you know? Then, well, maybe there's not enough money to go around.
Oh, there's plenty. There's plenty. Did it,
but
there's money for everything.
Yeah, it's a thing,
especially
man.
A young hot.
So when you talk to young people when they're out there like guys and they meet young attractive girls, like it's a kind of a
you're not keeping up.
No. No, it's kind of a it's kind of a given that they have an OnlyFans, that they have money, you don't.
We got to adjust.
And they've got, well, there's no such thing as guys OnlyFans.
It's the second half and we're losing the game. We were up big.
The problem is that no 35 or 45-year-old woman is paying $20 a month to see the 19-year-old guy naked.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So now, what do we do?
Well, you got to find the 45-year-old guy that wants to pay to see the 19-year-old guy naked. You got to... You know.
Adapt or die, guys.
Well, it's the old adage of if you want to know who's creepier or more horned up, men or women, realize that women prostitutes are, or, you know, sex workers, let's have a nicer term, that female sex workers are purchased by males and male sex workers are purchased by males. You see the correlation here? It's a lot of...
I don't know what you mean.
It's an untapped market there. How do we get the other 50%?
That's right. There's a lot of people. A lot of people that we can make money off of.
We have to somehow convince the elderly females that they, well, too, should be spending money on young hots.
You just got to start a new Pinterest.
Yeah. Put it out there.
Well, yeah. That's what they're into, right?
I don't know. Pinterest, the old...
My wife shops for clothes.
Yeah, Pinterest.
She shops on Pinterest, and she shops for books.
Oh, well, now she can shop for, I don't know.
Yeah, like Amazon, you know?
Hot young boys. Are we going to reach a point where you go on Amazon and, you know, it's like, I need some golf balls, and I think you can buy, like, Hyundais on there now, so I'll take a Hyundai, and...
You can buy a car on Amazon?
Yeah, you can buy, I think Hyundai now sells certified used cars on Amazon.
Really?
And then I'll take that 23-year-old certified used.
Free shipping?
Low miles. Come on out. Let's go.
Newer used, yeah. What can I...
Well, I think at some point, I think most of those are probably used. Okay. I'm just saying. I'm not sure how many pristine conditioned used human beings are going to be available on Amazon.
Is it like once you take it off the lot, it loses money already?
I think so. I think that's, I think that's usually the way it works.
Well, how'd we get onto that?
I don't
Suddenly you're on to sex talk, you perv. God.
I don't. How did we end up on
know.
That?
I don't remember.
I don't know.
You somehow find your way to OnlyFans,
and yet somehow we're there. No, I find that whole thing fascinating. In a world where there is a,
I
my brain can't compute it because if you have this thing called internet, it would seem to me that anything you want to see is available on internet. And it fascinates me that there's that many gooners out there that are like, what? $40 a month to see this person naked? Yeah, let's go. You can. It's
about the connection, Jace.
That fascinates me. And that goes back to connection. we're just broken.
It's like Tiger Woods.
Dude, society, it's we're
Tiger just wanted to eat Subway sandwiches and be held.
Dude, we're on the wrong side of the mountain at this point. I'll tell you what, we're sliding down and there ain't no stopping this.
Well, on that note.
Yeah, on that happy note.
Big Wednesday show.
Yeah. Love our Wednesdays.
Sports is sports.
Sports is business, actually. And we're
going
to talk.
Sports is business.
We're going to talk about that today because.
There is a lot of sports business going on.
Well, Damon Williams.
A lot of pearl clutching. I was on my way.
Not by me.
Well, we were leaving. We were leaving the show. I was on my way to go see Neil Diamond. And let me tell you something.
Yeah, how was it?
Oh, my God.
Was that the Keller?
Yeah, it was at the Keller.
The Neil Diamond play?
Yeah, the Broadway musical, A Beautiful Noise.
Yeah, I saw the ad for it.
Run, do not walk. Go freaking see that show. Hmm. The guy that plays Neil Diamond, I guess he was on American Idol. I haven't watched American Idol ever. But I think American Idol, dude, oh my God. Freaking phenomenal.
Now, is this the Broadway crew or is this a different crew?
Broadway, they have a New York cast, there's an LA, and then I think Chicago, and then there's a national tour. So this is the national tour cast. His name's Nick something or other.
Take a look.
Yeah, Nick
Frattiani.
That guy.
Frattiani.
Oh, my goodness.
Great Neil Diamond.
Unbelievable
Neil
Diamond.
Oh, he won American Idol.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he won.
Oh, I didn't know that.
2015.
Because I was doing, and by the way, the gal that plays his second wife, hey now, bringing, when she does.
Do you have an OnlyFans?
I wouldn't imagine. But when they do a little Neil Diamond Blue Jeans, if you know what I mean, she comes out in the blue jeans singing the song. I apologize. I was not familiar with your game. Wow.
What a cool gig to get to play Neil Diamond.
Oh.
Does he sing like him?
Yes.
Yeah.
He does. I mean, it is spot on. He is so good. And the mannerisms and just the whole
now,
thing.
Now, is he better than Hugh Jackman?
That's tough. But, so...
Because that's the movie.
That's the movie, but this is... So the movie is about a guy doing a Neil Diamond impersonation. This is just about Neil Diamond's life.
Yeah. Is Lil Bow Wow in it?
He is not. Yeah. It is so good. I can't recommend it enough.
Okay.
So I was on my way to go get my Neil on, and I'm still having I'm emotional high right now. I've been listening to Neil Diamond for like 24 straight hours. I mean, my goodness. So good. And that's when the Damon Williams stuff broke. Right as we were kind of going off the air, and I was like, oh. So during the intermission, I hopped on my phone, and needless to say, a lot of Washington fans freak. Softy up in Seattle, he may die. He may literally have puppies.
Well, this is like a Super Bowl for him, isn't it?
Yeah,
like, you know, guys like that.
Yeah, dude, can we, like, we'll talk about it, and I get that it's bad, but can we stop the pearl clutching for like 5 minutes?
Well, I don't hear any pearl clutching. I love it. I think it's great.
Go on.
I'm all for all of it.
Lawsuits! Let's go!
We'll see who wins.
Yeah. And I love that Lane Kiffin's in the middle of it. Because of course Lane Kiffin is in the middle of it.
Yeah, I mean, well, okay, let's just put a pin in it and talk about it next, okay?
Yeah.
You want to do that?
Sure.
Got a whole show today.
Yeah. We've covered OnlyFans, Damon Williams, Neil Diamond, go see it. Hots.
Hate Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, we'll get to the Damon Williams situation. What should happen with Damon Williams? We'll start there. Next on The Fan.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Shop for hot young boys.
All right. Well, here's the deal. Washington quarterback DeMond Williams Jr.
has lit the college football world on fire.
He has, but this isn't the first time this has happened.
No, it's not.
We already have a lawsuit pending on this same thing.
Yeah, so we've actually had two big cases that have gone down. This is just the most high-profile one.
Yeah, so he was quarterback at Washington. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know about you, but when I saw him play, I was like, see the flashes, but it's like, whatever.
Well, this was kind of my thing, is I thought Washington was putting a lot of stock in that, and we were kind of alluding to the fact that if you look at this year, look at all the quarterbacks that came in to this season with a tremendous amount of hype. This was supposed to be just this elite quarterback class, and almost all of them just fell right on their ass, from Klubnik to Nussmeier. Arch redeemed himself at the end, but got off to a horrible start. DJ Lagway was terrible. Drew Aller was terrible. The freshman at Michigan, Underwood, terrible. Raiola, not good. And DeMond Williams was fine. But in their biggest games, if you're going to say the four losses they had, I think he had like 2 touchdowns and 6 INTs. He was not good. And so this idea that, like, I don't know, he's worth $5 or $6 million, and like, if he's not there, you can't win. Dude, we need to pump the brakes. Like, dude, Tom Brady did not just leave your team. That's a lot of money to pay for that kid.
Yeah, but I mean, again, that if somebody's willing to pay it,
yeah,
it doesn't matter what you think he's worth. Like, LSU wants him.
Yep.
So it sounds like, Williams is transferring. He announced, he put out one of those dumb statements that they all do, and they thank everybody and pretend it's all hunky-dory. And he did that after re-upping with Washington.
Yeah, it was like 4 days ago. We saw the release, because this is what you do now. You have a re-signing, and it's like signing day. You're like, whoa, which I still find fascinating. You're staying at your school.
But the buzz is that the Lane train, Lane Kiffin, swooped in and offered him upwards of $6 million.
So he had a $4 million, what we've come to learn is he had a $4 million rev share agreement, and that's the one that they're going to try to enforce. And then on top of that, maybe $1 million extra in NIL. So somewhere in that $5 million range, which is just...
That's crazy.
It's bananas. $5 million for, right now, a very average quarterback. Although we see the upside.
But,
and then if Laner comes in and offers him, you know, six, and then NIL on top of it. And for anyone asking what the difference between 4 and 6 is, it's $2 million. It's $2 million.
Well, but the schools, I was reading that. Did you read that Ross Dellinger piece on Brendan Sorsby?
Yes.
The schools don't care because even though there is a cap technically on how much you can pay your roster, it's like $20 million per school or something. Yeah. The school, go read Ross Dellinger's Yahoo piece on how they get around that.
Sure.
So they don't care.
No.
They just have other people helping pay these kids. So it doesn't matter that they could pay DeMond Williams $10 million if they want him.
Yeah.
They can still pay the rest of their roster what they need to pay the rest of their roster.
Yes.
So in other words, it's just Thunderdome. It's a free-for-all right now. And Lane Kiffin is apparently, we don't know, but it sounds like it was Lane Kiffin is the one that got him to flip. And he said, you know, what do they do when you put it in the portal and they say, do not contact.
No contact. Tag.
Meaning they already have another deal.
You're not leaving Washington with a $4 million guarantee and upwards of $5 million. You're not leaving that without a guaranteed landing spot. The weird part was that when this got announced, Sam Levitt was sitting with Lane Kiffin in an LSU basketball game.
Yeah, sounds like he was having a good time, too.
Kind of awkward.
A little competition.
But this is the world in which we live in.
But I think the interesting part of this story is that Washington is saying, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
We will litigate this.
Yes.
We are not going to let you out of your deal. So now, and this is why I say this isn't the first one. Remember, we talked about it, the Wisconsin-Miami one.
Yep.
Over and Xavier Lucas, Wisconsin sued Miami for tampering to get Xavier Lucas, and that is still in the courts, although the preliminary ruling was in favor of Wisconsin, but it's still being litigated, so there's no decision on that
yet. And then there's a defensive lineman from Georgia that left, and Georgia is suing him for $300,000, even though they gave him like $60,000. They say that their contract, there's penalties in it. And this is the important thing to remember. One, you don't need to be in the transfer portal to transfer. You can just unroll out of Washington and then re-enroll. That's what the Xavier kid did from Wisconsin. Wisconsin refused to put him in the portal, and he was like, okay, I don't care. I'm withdrawing from school at Wisconsin, and I'm enrolling at Miami. And that's when everyone realized, oh, you don't actually have to be in the portal. Miami was like, I don't give a damn if he's in the portal. Come on down. So Washington is saying that they're not going to put Damon Williams in the portal. Damon Williams doesn't care. There is nothing in a contract here that could keep Damon Williams from playing anywhere else. What they can do is go after him financially, and they can try to go after LSU for damages, and they could try to keep him from making NIL money at LSU. But there is nothing that could stop Damon Williams from going to LSU. This is not an enforceable contract. And for anyone that wants to criticize Damon Williams, I totally get it. Also, he released the statement while the team was at a funeral for that UW soccer player. Not the best look.
Ooh.
I don't think he did it on purpose.
Yikes.
Yeah, the team found out.
Why wasn't he there?
Well, because he was leaving. You know,
yeah, so Jed Fish's wife,
yes,
posted on Instagram that it was at the funeral that everyone found out.
Yeah, so there was a UW soccer player that I believe died of cancer.
Yes,
and it became a big rallying cry.
Their goalkeeper.
Yeah, their goalkeeper. And so there was a celebration of life last night on campus, and Jed Fish was there. Almost everyone was there, and that's when Damon Williams posted on Instagram, and I guess that's when most of the team found out about it. And so it's a terribly bad look. I'm guessing Damon Williams did not know about the celebration of life. I'm guessing that's just one of those bad coincidences. I don't think he was like, ha, funeral, F you. But everyone that's being so critical of this, I would just like to point out once again, Damon Williams, sure, you can call him whatever you want. You can call him a scumbag. You can say he has no loyalty. If someone offered you $2 million, and by the way, Damon Williams may never make a dollar in the NFL. He's like 5'9". He's a tiny individual. This may be the only opportunity he has to make life-changing money, okay? So this isn't like you're sitting on a first-round NFL $60 million contract. And if someone's offering you a guarantee of $4 million, and this may be the most you'll ever make, and then someone says, I'll give you six, first off, F you would do the same thing. You would take the $6 million. You just would. Like, there's a huge difference between $4 and $6 million when you've never made any money in your life. Second, this can all be prevented if in your contract you call that guy that you just signed an employee, but the NCAA and UW and everyone else refuses to call players employees because then they have to have a voice. So as long as you don't call them an employee, there's no way to enforce this. So for all the crap we want to give Damon Williams and all the pearl clutching and all that, I get it. And it's kind of a scumbag move. It would leave a bad taste in my mouth if I was a team, if I was a coach. But remember, this is a problem that the universities and the NCAA created and could solve by one little stroke of the pen and just call these guys employees, but they don't want to do it.
But you said there's only three instances of this?
Yeah, so the kid at Wisconsin and then the kid at Georgia, who I believe is playing at Missouri now.
But, I mean, is it a huge deal if there's only three? I get this is high profile, but it basically falls back on the schools to recoup their money.
Yes, and that's all it is.
Washington probably will.
Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, LSU would probably have to pay it, not Williams.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know. You know, this could be one of those. People are saying that this could be one. It sounds like UW is willing to draw a line in the sand and fight this.
I don't blame them for that. I mean, there's got to be some guardrails. You know, like, you're pissed off.
Yeah.
He screwed you over. Lane Kiffin screwed you over. Yeah. I get that, although it's probably not great business to show that you'll be litigating some of your players' deals. But don't be a scumbag, and they won't.
Yeah, but the problem is that, you know, Jed Fish spent the entire offseason looking at other jobs. He just didn't get one. And now that this is gone, Jed Fish is going to go and try and tamper with someone else. Noah Fifita was his quarterback at Arizona. By the way, there's also screenshots and video. When Jed Fish took the job at UW, he tried to take his entire roster from Arizona, right? That happens all the time. And T-Mac and Noah Fifita and some guys didn't go. They were in a meeting with the new coach while Jed Fish was calling them. They put Jed Fish on a speakerphone at that meeting to kind of be like, look, this is what we're dealing with. They told Jed Fish, I'm not coming. I'm not in the portal. And Jed Fish was doing exactly what Lane Kiffin did. He just wasn't successful with it. So be careful throwing stones about, oh my God, this happened to us when you were trying to do it at Arizona. And you're going to try to do it now that Damon Williams is gone. You have to go find another quarterback.
But is it tampering though? I mean, the portal's open.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean,
there's a distinction between.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it is. Because if a kid's not in the portal, you're not supposed to be able to contact him, but everyone does.
But fans are going to fans. And that's the thing is, they think all their guys that leave are the best players. And then everyone they get at their school is going to be the best player of all time as well. So, just, like, Bo Pribula is already on campus.
Yeah.
Is he worse than Damon Williams?
Totally. If you're UW, you need to calm down. You can get someone else, probably for cheaper.
Yeah.
And is less pain in the ass. And there are plenty of quarterbacks in the portal. He's not freaking.
It's just, this is
Tom Brady.
I am convinced, I really am, that the conspiracy theory that the NCAA is purposely leaning into this chaos, I believe it's real. I think the NCAA highlights these. I think we specifically want these high-profile freakout cases.
Why?
So that we can get Congress involved. There's only two ways that this issue gets solved. One is collective bargaining, and you call them employees. And the NCAA does not want to do that in any stretch of the imagination. And the other one is Congress gives them antitrust protection. And so far, Congress has been like, no, we're not doing this. It's a billion-dollar operation that you guys effed up, and you guys now want us to grant you something that we don't give any other billion-dollar business. But if you cause enough stink, if you allow this to go off the rails, and you get enough public outcry, I think the idea is that someone will step in. And so I think secretly Charlie Baker and coaches and ADs, they love when this stuff happens, because the bigger the athlete, the bigger the school, the high profile one, the more stink you can raise. So when a kid from a DB from Wisconsin and a D lineman from Georgia, when it happens, no one gives a rip. But when Damon wins at UW, and more importantly, Lane Kiffin is involved, and it's no longer $300,000, it's now $6 million, now we can yell and freak out about it in pearl clutch and say, someone, Ted Cruz, please come save us.
Do you wish you gave as few Fs as Lane Kiffin?
I'll tell you what. The world is made for people that are built that way. Because there's no...
Because I don't.
They don't feel bad.
I don't wish I gave as few Fs as Lane Kiffin, but I tell you what, he is wildly entertaining.
Well, there was the talk that when he took the LSU job, he knew what he was doing, and he knew he was about to be the villain, and he was going to lean into it.
Well, he already is.
And he is.
He's always done that, though.
Yeah. Well, he kind of had that redemption there for a little bit, and now he's like, ha-ha! Also, supposedly the reason why he left is that LSU gave him basically a guarantee that whatever he needs, it's a bottomless pit of money. And if you're throwing $4 to $6 million at Damon Williams and having Sam Levitt on, it's possible that he indeed has a bottomless pit of money.
He can go shopping.
Well, now she can shop for hot young boys. Yes.
There he goes.
So can Lane Kiffin.
All right. We have this very big news. We have the honorary Peach Bowl captains. They've been named.
What a prestigious honor.
And does Bear know ball? That's next. Here's Steven. Yes, the honorary Peach Bowl captains have been announced.
The honorary?
Yeah.
All right. Somehow this did not cross my timeline.
It's email.
Oh.
Somehow I got on the stupid...
I probably deleted that.
Peach Bowl media email list.
Hey, that's prestigious. Congratulations.
And I hate that because I try so hard to get off of those lists.
Yeah.
And I've done a pretty good job of weaning myself off of them over the years.
Yeah.
The media lists. I don't even know how I get on them.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because they're all from New York or
Because I do find myself on those sometimes, and I often wonder how. It's probably just a list.
I mean, at least the Peach Bowl's relevant. We are Oregon. Yeah. But sometimes it's like, hey, would you like a guy who makes a great Greek salad on your show?
Well, maybe we should. Look, I'm not going to lie. If we started the club with the secrets to a great Greek salad, I'd be interested.
You've done worse segments. So.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't
that's
know.
True.
I don't know the secret to a good Greek salad. Do you?
Probably I'm gonna say
you don't know
dressing.
I think we
heavy
need,
dressing.
I think we see, but that's now we're having unhealthy. I want a great healthy Greek salad.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a guest that we should book.
Well, I unsubscribed from the email list.
Way to go. You've screwed us again.
So I'm probably going to unsubscribe from the Peach Bowl email list, but I'm getting some great content, and it's going to kill a segment today, so I can't complain.
Talk to me about the honorary captains.
Well, we've got... Who are the great Hoosiers that you can name?
I'm assuming that we're going with basketball. Is there great football Hoosiers?
Antoine Randall L.
Oh, yeah. Calvert Chaney.
Yeah, basketball. But
Isaiah Thomas?
Zeke.
Yeah.
Zeke's probably their most famous.
I mean, football, yeah, we have Randall L. and Michael Penix.
There are two guys that are neither football or basketball.
But wouldn't Penix be a good one because you get Indiana and you control Oregon with the Washington thing?
Yeah, except that wasn't he only there like a year or two?
No, Penix was there for 3 or 4 years at Indiana. He just kept getting hurt.
Yeah. But can you claim him, though? If you're an Indiana fan, do you claim Michael Penix Jr.?
Well, why not? He was there for longer than he was at UW. Again, he got hurt all the time, but he was at Indiana. Why wouldn't you claim him?
Well, maybe you didn't like him.
I'm just saying.
Kind of overrated.
I think that he's pretty good. I think it'd be an excellent troll on the part of Indiana to wheel out Michael Penix. One, you don't have a lot of football tradition to lean on, and Michael Penix was Oregon's daddy.
Look, it's not the worst idea.
Oh, okay.
It's not.
Yeah.
But
it's like that Greek salad.
The Indiana doesn't pick that.
No.
It's the Peach Bowl.
Oh, the Peach Bowl does.
And they picked Kyle Schwarber.
Kyle Schwarber went to Indiana?
Well, I would hope so, because they picked him.
Is he from Indiana or did he go to Indiana?
No, you have to I would imagine he went there. Like, he may be from there. I don't
you
know.
Don't
he,
even
played, he played there.
No, okay. But they picked him for honorary captain. I assume he went to Indiana.
I don't like these assumptions that you're making.
If he didn't, I'm going to be pissed.
We can confirm he played at
Indiana.
Yeah,
he played at Indiana.
Well, sure he did. He's the honorary captain. God. Mark Spitz also went to Indiana.
Really?
Yeah.
So we're not doing football.
The great Mark Spitz. Well, really, if you... I think we've named the four biggest Indiana Hoosiers athletes. Spitz, Schwarber, Zeke Thomas, and Calvert Chaney. That's really it.
Well, what about...
Steve Alford.
No, I was thinking of the Plumlee brothers. Didn't the Plumlee brothers play at Indiana?
They were Dukies.
The Plumlees were?
I think one of them went to Indiana.
No, Mason, Marshall, Miles.
All of them went to Duke?
They all went to Duke.
Why? Is it just because I'm thinking of like a weird-looking
just white
guy?
Yeah, tall white guys.
If you're like a Brian Scalabrine type, which is the Plumlee model, I just assume you played at Indiana. So I apologize.
Yeah, that's true.
For one of the, why did I think the Plumlees went to Indiana?
The top football
They're
player.
From Indiana.
Hmm.
They're from Warsaw, Indiana.
Interesting.
According to Pro Football Reference, the top football player from Indiana we have not named yet. Quarterback. Played for the Rams.
Yeah. We've done this. Why can't I think of him?
I got nothing.
Trent Green.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Indiana guy?
Yeah, we went through. Because I remember us talking about
the
Trent
handsome
Green. Yeah.
Trent Green.
Almost dying on the football
so
field.
So Oregon's honorary Peach Bowl captain will be Jonathan Stewart. So it would be Jonathan Stewart v. Kyle Schwarber.
Dare I say, advantage Indiana? I mean,
it depends on who's fatter.
Well, Jay Stu is greatness.
He is.
Jonathan Stewart is great.
But, I mean, he's post-career. It's like,
yeah.
Are they going to be out there for the coin toss? I assume they are.
I would assume.
I don't want Stewart. I don't want to see Jonathan Stewart and go, oh. You know, because sometimes you do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'll tell
you. Haven't seen a guy in a while.
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb here, too, and say that running backs are the biggest woe. Because, like, receivers tend to just be tall, lanky guys. Same thing with quarterbacks. Running backs tend to be kind of more squat and heavily built, but they're in great shape. I think running backs age worse than any football player. Like, have you seen Bo Jackson?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just...
He's a little bloated.
Well, and Barry Sanders, I just think that's the position that in your mind, you think of the running back as just this super fit, like Greek god, and then you see him 10 years later and you're like, ooh.
The one that threw me off a couple years ago was Darrell Revis. I remember seeing Darrell Revis, and he was a little chunky.
Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah.
What does Christian Okoye look like now?
I don't know. Because he was... he might have been the most impressive specimen to ever play the damn position.
Yeah, I'm looking at pictures. He looks pretty good.
Yeah.
He's kept the weight off. Bettis is doing all right.
Is he?
Well, I mean, he was fat back then.
See, he's got a Keith Richards thing. You can't give him credit for that. Keith Richards looks good now because Keith Richards looked like hell back in the day. And so it looks like he's aged well.
I don't think he looks good now.
He looks the same as he did in 1984.
He looks the same. Nobody said good.
And there's Jerome Bettis. Jerome Bettis was a fat butt when he played, and he's a fat butt now, and so it just works.
You're thinking the Zeller brothers.
That's what I'm thinking of.
One of them went there.
Yeah, Cody Zeller.
Cody Zeller.
Same thing. Is there a difference between the Zeller model and the Plumleys?
7-foot white guy, same thing.
That's same
difference.
If
you combined the Plumleys and the Zellers, wouldn't you just have a Plumley?
You probably would.
Or a Zeller.
Yes. Thing is, like, imagine, like, you're just, like, at a local YMCA, and they're just, like, those, and then you throw, get the Zellers, the Plumleys, and Scalabrini, and they just roll in, and you're like...
Don't forget about Hansborough.
Yeah. And you look at that, you're like, what in the hell? And then just watch them just beat everyone, like, 100-0.
Just kill everybody.
Just slaughter everyone on... That would be so much fun. Go into a place where there's real high-level... like local basketball players that think they're good, and then just take a crew of the Zellers, the Plumleys, and yes, the key piece to this whole thing is Tyler Hansbrough and his toughness. And I would pay to watch that like hidden camera show.
Hearing tales that Jonathan Stewart looks great.
Okay.
Still in very good shape.
Christian McQuay looked pretty decent from what I saw.
Yeah, he did.
Dude, Jonathan Stewart back in the day was just, I remember seeing him in high school.
Incredible.
And you're like, I felt bad for anyone. Whoa. Like, when you see a guy like Jonathan Stewart and then you realize that some poor high school DB that weighs 109 pounds had to tackle that.
Lowercase had to tackle him.
Yeah. That's just not fair. Because you see, like, I thought about that. We had Ndamukong Suh in the studio once when he was getting ready to, I think, Lincoln to Nebraska. Well, it kind of makes sense. Lincoln High School to Nebraska. But I remember seeing him and being like, oh my God, there's some 230-pound fat, doughy offensive lineman that had to block him last year, like Central Catholic. It's not fair. Derrick Henry in high school, there should be a law outlined that where they don't play their senior season. We just give them the All-State award and then they just go play college football.
Yeah, Tech says, I wonder what James Harden's going to look like post career. Oh,
guaranteed. He will be fat as hell. Yes.
Danger.
He's going to go down the the Raymond Felton road.
The worst is going to be Zion.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. That's just sad.
Yeah, dude, Jonathan Stewart looks great.
He does.
He looks like he's still playing.
Yeah, he's ripped. I'm running back. I'm enjoying his...
Yeah, Barner said that he would suit up.
I'm enjoying his Instagram here. Apparently he posts something called Tea Time Stew,
mm-hmm.
where he just plays golf on his Instagram. And he's all ripped, and he has a pretty good golf swing.
Okay.
And then he's got another video on here where he's in Munich, and he spots a Carolina Panthers fan wearing his jersey in a pub, and he goes in and surprises the guy.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And the guy didn't really know who
he was.
He's like, you're wearing my jersey. He's like, oh, yeah. Who are you again?
Don't you think you should know?
My name's on your back.
Yeah, if you're wearing a Jonathan, although maybe he got that at like... If he's in Germany, that might have just been one of those.
I think the Panthers were playing over there or something.
Oh,
Maybe it was the deal.
Yeah.
Anyway, good little golf swing here out of Jonathan Stewart.
Yeah, it's not too. I'm assuming that Schwarber has a hell of a golf swing.
He has a good takeaway.
Baseball players.
Okay, yeah, so Jonathan Stewart v. Kyle Schwarber. You'll see him out there, I would assume, on Friday for the coin toss.
Yeah. I would guess.
And hopefully Stewart tackles him. I think that'd be sweet.
Take him down. I don't know. Schwarber's a big guy.
And then the Peach Bowl email list is the gift that keeps on giving.
I can't wait.
Because coming up next, I'm going to tell you who Xander picked. And I'm not talking about Xander Schauffele.
Who Xander picked?
Yeah.
There's another Xander besides Xander Schauffele?
Yeah, there's a more famous Xander. Bear Nose Ball. Okay.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you see, you should be on this list.
No, I shouldn't.
I think you should.
Why? I've got you. It's like when I ended up on that McConaughey, like, speaking list. By the way, I still get emails.
Well,
from that.
You signed up for it.
I've deleted it at least 9 times.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
And I get a daily email from the McConaughey team trying to get me to be inspired. Please stop, Matthew.
Bear Nose Ball, next on The Fan.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, coming up next, we're going to tell you what percentage of the starters on each of the college football playoff semifinalists are transfers. Because, you know.
Yeah. It's a new world.
It is. Who do you think has the fewest transfers?
Starting?
Yes, this is just starters. 22.
Well, Indiana and Ole Miss, I would assume, have more. It's going to be Miami or Oregon. One of those two. I mean, I heard some people, some of the media types up in Seattle were like, that's it. No more high school. Transfer portal. Oh, my God.
Wait, more high school?
Yeah, they were saying there's stop recruiting high school kids. It's all portal, which is just such an ignorant, dumb opinion. Hmm. You still have to have high school players. It's how you build the depth of your team. It's how you build the continuity in your team. But you have to use the portal. The portal has allowed the disbursement of talent. But for programs like Miami and Oregon, which have much better, robust recruiting than Indiana or Ole Miss, I've got to believe that Oregon and Miami have less starters that are portal kids than Indiana or.
Well, you're going to find out.
Yeah.
But little tease, they all have a lot of transfers.
Yeah.
So Bear Nose Ball, yes, the latest Peach Bowl email I got from the crew at the Peach Bowl. Xander, the 27-year-old Malayan sun bear at the Atlanta Zoo.
Okay.
He made his pick today.
Does he have a good track record or something?
Well, I was hoping that they would tell us that,
yeah,
but they don't.
No, sun bears are adorable. That was the one that they thought the China was dressing people up in costumes.
I thought that was a panda.
No, it was the sun bears.
Well, they put a cardboard box, one with the Oregon logo and one with the Indiana logo out there.
Yeah.
And he chose Indiana.
Well, we can really use the no one believes in the Oregon Ducks theory.
Not even a bear.
Not even the bear. Yeah. Somehow Lanning can work that into his.
Yeah, he'll get him fired up with that.
I guess I was listening to Dirt and Sprague today.
Mama, they had no bitch.
They had Josh Pate on, and apparently Pate is hate texting with the Bussin' with the Boys guys. Apparently he's hate texting Lanning to fire him up.
I have that sound for you right here.
I think Dan Lanning needs to be verbally abused before games, and so I'm doing it this week. I have pulled up right now my text to Dan Lanning over the past week. And one of them was, nobody believes in you, don't show up. That one got an exclamation mark. The second one was, it's hard for a man who has known hunger to ever be full. And I let him guess which coach I was describing. And then the one yesterday I sent him, this finally got an actual reaction in terms of words. Only one thing is more flammable than smell. Hold on. Scratch. poor takeoff there. Only one thing is more flammable and smells stronger than gasoline, and that's doubt. And I attributed that one to Meemaw, which I think is why he responded. And I will continue this practice up until kickoff.
Thank you.
Because if he needs someone to stare daggers at as he takes the field, if he needs someone to rage out on in the mirror right before the game, I'm happy to serve that purpose. Yeah, he knows I'm a friend of the program. But I just think sometimes he needs to be reminded, hey, you've low-key kind of sucked in these second go-arounds against Washington and DeBoer, against Ohio State last year. Now you get another shot against Indiana. It's time to rewrite the book, my friend. It's time. Don't embarrass me. That's my main message to Dan. Don't embarrass me. I stand up for you. Do not embarrass me.
Well, what did he reply? He didn't say what he replied.
Yeah, I think that was just kind of one of those. He keeps that. Oh. He can say what
probably
he said.
Probably told him to F off.
Yeah.
What an opportunity.
But I do kind of laugh at it because I laugh at the notion. Because, you know, Lanning, remember when he was talking to Penn State one where he's like, the 100,000 people, none of those will play a snap. So, Oregon, you realize Dan Lanning won't play a snap. Dan Lanning's going to be angry. Okay, cool. Yeah, he doesn't get to play.
Will he raise his eyebrow like Kurt Cignetti?
Right. It's like, we get one of these. It's like we're getting ready to like go into like a heavyweight boxing match or like you're fighting for the UFC heavyweight championship and the guy's like, have you seen how intense he is? Yeah, so is the other guy. You're fighting for the championship. It's the semifinals. Like if you need extra motivation to get ready to play Indiana or Oregon, and if you don't think Cignetti has his guys ready, like can we just grow up a little bit? Like it's cool that you have a psycho and an intense coach, but I can assure you, Dan Lanning being intense or not intense will have zero bearing on this game whatsoever. Lanning and Cignetti are not meeting at midfield to fight, and the winner of that gets 3 points.
Well, I think he's just trying to inspire Lanning's, big pregame speech for what's that bit they do?
Us versus
Ducks versus them.
Yeah, he's trying.
Yeah, Pate wants to get in on that. He wants to be like, oh, Josh Pate said this.
he badly wants that text up on the big video board where Dan Lanning's like, men, look at this.
Nobody believes in you.
You know. Today, we're the and look, I would want to, too. I mean, I think that's those are pretty cool.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be a part of what fires Dan Lanning up to get his team fired.
I think everything fires Dan Lanning up. Who was it the other day? Nemec, you know, he was a Phil Jackson was the Zen master. Nemec was calling Lanning the Zen master. Because that dude is just running on, like, white monsters in Zen at all times.
Yeah, I mean, but it is a fair point. It's like, you know, he probably doesn't need a whole lot to get him fired up for this one. I mean, the team beat him once in their house.
And
it's the semifinal of the playoffs.
And Lanning looking angry as he runs out on the field, I promise you no one on the other sidelines is going to be like, oh, no, Dan Lanning is upset.
Well, I will say the Dan Lanning mean mug is way better than the Cignetti one.
Yeah.
Cignetti just looks like an angry dad. It doesn't really work.
No, Lanning... We've talked about it, like the in traffic, there's the middle finger and the thumbs down, and Lanning's a double bird, and Cignetti just looks at you and he gives you the thumbs down. It's a disappointment versus
Cignetti's more disappointed in you. Yes. He's not mad, he's disappointed. Lanning's mad at you.
Yeah.
Cignetti's got a cheese factor that isn't talked about enough.
What do you mean?
Well, he's cheesy.
Well, yeah.
He's It's a little goofy. I mean, he's not.
It is a little strange.
It's not cool.
No.
Lanning's got a cool vibe.
Lanning has a cool vibe. Signetti has a quarter zip vibe and the flat top haircut. Yeah. Yeah. I could see that.
This guy's raising the eyebrow. How dare you go for it against us?
I still like the finger gun at McAfee. That's an all-timer. McAfee
what is that?
They were at the Rose Bowl, and McAfee, it was like after it was all said and done, and McAfee looked back, because he's an Indianapolis guy. He looked at Sinetti, and Sinetti just looked at him and finger-gunned him.
Oh, I love it.
It's a great little subtle thing across the field where he just gave him that raised eyebrow and the finger gun. You're like, all right, Sinetti, I
see
you.
I got to say, college football has gotten so much more fun in the last it's really only been like the last 5 years. You know how buttoned up coaches always were, always saying the same thing.
Got a little more spurrier.
Yes, there's more Lane Kiffin, Dan Lanning, Pat Mack. This is fun. Josh Pate inserting himself. Yeah. It's great.
Let's do it.
I love it. More of this.
Yeah.
Coaches should get in fights. Signetti.
I don't think you want that fight. I think Cristobal is winning that.
God, how intense is that guy? You want to talk about intense.
Intense. And I think has the ability to hurt you. Like, every coach is intense, but no offense to any of the coaches.
No, Cristobal is number one.
Yeah, I like...
I say this, because, look, I'm not, like, Mr. In Shape over here, okay? Yeah. But the man boobs with the intense face, it's tough. It's like who's, like, a really ripped coach?
Like, Whittingham's a ripped coach.
Yeah, like, when Whittingham... Yeah. If Whittingham had the Cristobal face, you'd be like, dude.
Yeah.
But when Cristobal's... mean mugging everybody on the sideline, marching up and down there.
Yeah, I get it.
And those things are jiggling around.
Yeah,
it's like,
maybe get some Skims.
Skims, yeah.
He's to wear a tight undershirt under that. Well, like if you've got a little baggage up top, those dry fit shirts, they're not doing you any favors.
He's the man's ear.
Yeah. Well, that's why Signetti wears that over top quarter zip. He knows. You know, Signetti's got some stuff happening under there, and so he keeps it covered. But Cristobal's in Miami. You don't have that option. You know, it's hot down there.
All right, we'll continue playoff talk. It's tomorrow, by the way, Miami Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Coming up next on The Fan.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.